to uncanny. Give me some of that. It was uncanny. After washing her body from a typical tube of soap, Mary Ann became ubiquitous. She was suddenly everywhere at once. She could help her friend carry trunks while they moved. She could attend every language tutorial. And she never had to be absent from the turnout at an office event. Her tumultuous life was over. Now she had time for everything, because she could be everywhere. Her friends hardly noticed, but they were glad that she now had so much time for them. When she ultimately connected her ubiquity with the tube of soap, she tried something new. She ate some of the soap. Now she could speak any language like a native. She didn't even need a tutor. She could walk through buildings. And her typically never-ending hunger for food disappeared. She became thin. This caught everyone's attention. When her face finally began to twist and twitch uncontrollably, it was unanimous among her friends that something weird was happening. They worked with their unanimity and tricked Mary Ann over to one of her friends' house. Once there, they caught her, threw water over her to clean her, and held her in place. It was quite a turbulent evening, but at the end of the turmoil, after a high turnover of worn-out friends, and well into the twilight of the next day, they had finally found out her secret. They all raced to the tube and wiped it on their own bodies. No one cared about the nervous twitch that each acquired after weeks of use. At least, not until their bodies began to melt away. In the end, only the tube of soap was left, waiting for someone else to use it.